You don't like any sprinkles?
I think I'm like apathetic about it. Like they're nothing. They're just like, they're like air.
They're nothing? What is going on, guys? Welcome to the next episode of Shenantics Podcast. I believe this is episode number 15. That makes 15. Hope your days are going well. I'm here with my friend M. Cole. Hello, M. Cole. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Skanky?
I'm great. By the way, my name is Skanky. I didn't introduce myself. Hopefully, you guys are having a fantastic Monday. Hopefully, this goes up on Monday. It will, right, M. Cole?
It will go up on Monday if Skanky can get it edited in time. Because...
So, this is the thing. This week has been crazy, mostly for M-Call, but also for me, but also on the Twitch side of things. And I think it's actually kind of a good thing. We got a little bit lucky that we ended up recording this podcast super late because there has been some shit happening.
Yes.
On the Twitch sphere.
Yeah, well, so like the thing is we were going to record Thursday night, and for various number of reasons, we ended up not recording.
I didn't show up.
Skanky was busy having fun.
I was streaming. I forgot that we were supposed to record. And then it was 1 a.m. I was like, oh, shit.
Exactly. Yeah, like, it's like, I can still record now. I'm like, no, we'll just do it this weekend. It was a good thing we did because news dropped Friday morning, Twitch news. But even more, like, Twitch news drops all the time. But, like, Twitch news that, like, actually impacts us.
This changes lots of things of Twitch now. This
it does
new news,
lots of stuff,
so and we also missed the other news before that, the tiered sub stuff, which you could also talk about.
Exactly. So I feel like we have tons of stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, mostly Twitch related stuff. So you guys hate Twitch? Sorry, this is a bad podcast for you.
Exactly. This is not a good. This is not a good episode. I apologize ahead of time, but I think it could still be interesting. I feel like a lot of our discussion about, especially like when things surrounding Twitch, isn't just like. It's Twitch related, but I feel like we kind of go a little bit deeper than that or talk about it a little bit more broadly than just how does this impact the service, but kind of maybe like how does this relate to the internet overall?
Yeah,
or I'm
true.
Just giving us too much credit.
No. Well, this news affects us in some way now. You know?
Yeah,
like exactly. What you said before, like Twitch makes announcements all the time, but this specific announcement, it doesn't only affect us. It affects a good majority of people on Twitch.
Yeah, so
viewers and people who stream.
Yes, well, so for those people that don't know what the announcement was, let's start with the announcement Friday, and then if we'll get around to it, we'll talk about tiered subs. How's that sound?
Sure, yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, so do you want to give a quick rundown on what they actually announced on Friday?
Yeah, sure. I actually have the blog post up too and everything because I'm prepared.
Exactly.
I was a Boy Scout. Be prepared. yes. So we have the. Announcing the Twitch affiliate program. It's the new kind of subset that of people on Twitch that Twitch is putting that people in. That was a terrible way of describing.
That was awful. Start the entire podcast over.
Let's start. Just fuck it. Let's just quit. We're not podcasting anymore.
Exactly. Burn it down.
Holy crap, that was bad. Okay. So it's a new program that's going to be like a set under what a partner is. And as many people don't know, partners are, they have to hit a certain amount of consecutive viewers. They don't even have to have followers. I don't believe a certain set of followers. But they need to be like dedicated to broadcasting, and they apply to Twitch. And if Twitch likes their channel and they think that they can do well on the platform, then they give you a thing called a sub button where you can, viewers can pay $4.99 a month to like subscribe to their channel for emotes and to support the streamer and all that jazz. And small streamers have been working their way towards the partnership dealio for a while, and to make it slightly easier, I guess, or to make it more possible for people to make money on Twitch, they now launched the affiliate program, which allows people who don't meet the requirements of partnership to get a sub button, receive bits, which is tips through the Twitch platform in the form of what they call them bits, I guess, virtual currency. And I think that's kind of it, right?
Yeah,
generally?
I mean, Yeah, that's kind of it. That's a good overview. One thing to like kind of consider off the bat is before even talking about like the Twitch affiliate program, just looking at the partnership program, when Twitch rolled that out, I wasn't on Twitch when it rolled out. I think it might have even rolled out at the end of Justin TV, which was actually Twitch before it was Twitch, the precursor to Twitch. And when they rolled out the partnership program, like that was a huge deal, especially for like a couple reasons. First of all, like there's a lot of backlash on the sub button when it first came out, right? Like, why would I pay recurring $5 a month to a broadcaster and stuff like this? And obviously the reason it came out is because the idea that you have these people are putting all this time and energy into streaming, and let's give them a way to possibly make money from it, or an easier way for them to make, you know, a stable-ish type of income so that it can support them longer term. And just overall, like, I think the partnership program, even from the beginning, and especially what it is now, is recognizing people that have grown strong communities or that are very good streamers or bring something unique to the platform, kind of distinguish them out a little bit from what the hobby streamers are, or someone that might just, I stream today just because I really want to show my friend this one video game, and that's all it's going to be. And it kind of has always given... It's always done kind of two things. Like, it gives people something to strive for as they're streaming. Like, oh, I kind of one day want to become a Twitch partner. But a second thing is it gives them a little more of a reason to put the work and energy in, right? Like,
yeah.
If you're having just a week where, you know, maybe your energy is a little bit lower, or you just need a little bit of extra motivation and you're close to partnership, you're like, okay, no, like, let's just, you know, just like any other job, like if you show up at work and you're just not feeling it, like, we just got to struggle through and fight through this part, and, you know, tomorrow will be better. And having the partnership kind of always looming out there kind of, you know, makes it a little bit easier. I mean, there's a few other things. So like, partnership has always offered more benefits than if you were not a partner. So me and Skanky are not partners. We don't get any of the partnership benefits. And that has kind of the distinction between partner benefits and what the rest of us get has actually kind of been breaking down a little bit. They used to be the only ones that get the quality transcode system. So like, if you stream to at like 1080p 60 frames per second, if you don't get quality options, everyone has to watch it at that regardless of what their internet connection is. So it's not always stable for everyone. And partners would have it where they can, you know, the people watching you can actually watch at lower quality because the server transcodes and offers different quality streams no matter what you broadcast at. And they've been offering that over to other people. At TwitchCon, partners get a little more distinction. At different conventions like PAX, there's partner lounges. So partners do get other stuff, other recognition, other stuff from Twitch, but the big part about it is just the monetary component, where they used to be the only ones that got bits, like you said, and subscriptions until Friday, which, well, not really Friday because it hasn't really gone live yet, but on Fridays where they kind of broke it down, where they opened it up to a lot of other people. Yeah. And the way they're starting it, so the Twitch affiliate program, the way they're starting it is only with bits. Right. Like,
yeah.
Do you have the blog post up? Do you have the roadmap kind of like bits is first, and then what are the other kind of perks that affiliates will hopefully get at some point in the future?
Yeah, I have the thing up. So they have like a little graphic on their blog post that shows you, compared to Twitch partners and all streamers, what affiliates will have. So you're gonna have cheering with bits when the program launches. And you're not gonna have the cheer mote things that they created. Mm-hmm. If you're an affiliate, which the cheer mote things are, you can make like your own kind of emote gifs that will show up when someone gives you bits, I guess. I think that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
So subscriptions will launch, but not exactly when it comes out. There's no timeline for when subscriptions will come out.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing with a subscription is affiliates will have one emote that they can have compared to the 50 sub emotes that partners have.
Yeah. Well, and so one quick distinction on that. That's like 50 is like the cap, right? Like yes, not all partners.
They're not going to
give
it
50.
Automatically.
Exactly. And so for those of you guys that have never kind of seen how partner emotes work, you start out with like, I think 5 or so, and you gradually get more as you have more people that subscribe to you.
Yes.
So like as a partner, it's a little bit more of an incentive to keep growing your sub base. So that way you can unlock more emotes for your community and stuff like that.
And they're always raising that emote cap since people go beyond it a lot of the time. Yeah. So they're always adding more emotes. Mm-hmm. It says that game sales are coming soon to affiliates. Mm-hmm. So that's the new program that Twitch is going to be trying to sell games through the Twitch platform. It'll show up on the bottom bar. I see it a lot now with people playing Rainbow Six Siege.
Mm-hmm.
Even small streamers have it on there, but you will be getting revenue from those game sales if you're an affiliate. I think Twitch partners, that's coming soon still. That hasn't been completely implemented yet.
I think it has, actually.
Has it?
Partners. I'm pretty
sure
it
has. Oh, has it? Oh, yeah. Perfect. There you go. So that's happening right now. The other thing that I find very interesting are ads are going to be coming to affiliates too. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be getting revenue from these ads. Partners don't seem to do it very often because it doesn't seem to really bring in that much revenue for them.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be happening for affiliates as well, which I think is pretty interesting. It also says for partners, though, for game sales and for ads, that they're going to be having premium features for them.
Oh,
so I guess they're going to be making it a little bit better than the affiliates in some way. I have no idea how they're going to do that, though. I mean, how do you make ads better for partners? I guess maybe specific ads for them. I'm not too sure.
Better rates, maybe?
Possibly better rates, yeah. Yeah, maybe they're negotiating with different clients or something for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure. We're going to have to see. The other kind of cool thing about the affiliates is that... So I thought that you would get full access to transcodes and affiliate, but that is not true.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get full access, but you do get priority access, which I don't know what exactly that means. It's as available, but I'm assuming that, let's just say, like this is a really bad, not a good example, but if you have someone who's not an affiliate and someone who is an affiliate, same amount of viewership, you're both streaming at the same exact time, same exact quality, you're going to get priority over that other person. Mm-hmm. But that other person already has transcodes probably anyway if you're at the same point in the like viewership-wise. So I think they just put that there just because. I kind of wish that they had full access, though. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. VOD storage is the same, 2 weeks. Partners have 60 days of VOD storage, which I didn't even know that. there's also a stream delay option. Do you know anything about the stream delay option partners can do?
I believe what it is on the back end of Twitch, you can set it so that your stream is held up on the viewer side for X number of time. And so I think what it mostly is to do is to either prevent stream sniping, or they might do it for live broadcast esports sometimes. I think a big one is stream sniping, right? Because if you have it's completely live, someone can hop on over and hunt you down in H1Z1 or Player Unknown Battlegrounds.
Yes.
Because they know where you're at. If you delay it 15 minutes, then by the time they see where you are, you're already 15 minutes somewhere else. So
true.
I'm pretty sure that's what it's mostly used for.
And that's
for,
through Twitch's backend, I'm assuming, right? Because you could do that through OBS or XSplit or anything.
Through Twitch's backend.
Interesting. I wonder if that's more stable than what OBS provides or something.
I'm not sure.
Interesting. They also have chargeback protection, which is obvious. If you're using bits, you're not going to get charged back for the bits if it's through Twitch. Same thing goes for partners. The payout time frame for your bits and for your future subs is going to be longer if you're an affiliate. So it's going to be 60 days versus the 45 days that partners have. I think the big thing that a lot of people are focusing on now are the payout fees that are happening. If you're an affiliate, you will be covering the payout fees, which means you're going to be paying to get paid in some cases. And those fees are covered by Twitch if you're a partner. And then... the customer service thing, it's kind of interesting. It's the same exact customer service for affiliates. So you're going to have to waiting for Twitch support when partners have the priority access through their partner program. They can contact people to help them. So there's no specific line for affiliates to get help, which I feel like might be a bit of a problem. partners now get verified chat badges, which I think you can turn off, I've heard. That hasn't been confirmed yet, though.
Yeah.
But Yeah. So if you're in someone's chat and you're a partner, you get a nice little check mark next to your name, which makes everyone see that you're a partner. They have a thing for channel page icon. I have no idea what that is.
No idea what that is either.
It just says coming soon for partners, but I have no idea. Like, I've never even heard about this channel page icon.
No idea.
Thing. So that's the general layout of what you can expect as a Twitch affiliate right now. They might add more. They might take them things away. I'm not too sure.
Now, so one other important, so like that's all the benefits. Now, what we have to talk about the requirements to become a Twitch affiliate, because that's kind of a big deal and a big thing too. I'll go real quick for those of you guys that don't know, to become a Twitch partner, it's kind of hazy in what the requirements are, but in general the sense that I get is that first of all, it's completely up to Twitch's discretion, right? Like,
yes,
they don't really, if even if you meet what they say their standards are for a partner, they don't have to give you partnership. But generally, they're looking for about 100 concurrent viewers, and they have heard from other people that have applied to partnership that they say they very rarely give it to someone that's under 80 concurrent viewers. So 80 people watching your stream at the same time, usually over a certain period of time. So like you have to have at least 80 to 100 concurrent viewers for about a week or more. And I don't know if they look for like a certain number of followers. They might look for like over 1,000 followers. But they have pretty high criteria what they look for from streamers. What is it that you need to have to become a Twitch affiliate?
So a Twitch affiliate, you need to have, I believe originally I thought that these weren't like based on one another, like you would only need to get one of these things, but I think you need to hit all of these marks to get affiliate status.
I believe
status.
You need to hit all of them.
So you need at least 500 total minutes broadcast in the last 30 days. You need 7 unique broadcast days in the last 30 days. You need to average at least 3 concurrent viewers or more for the 30 days. And you need to have at least 50 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need to hit all those to be able to get affiliate status.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. And so the thing to notice about that is that it's pretty low, the requirements to become an affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
So compared to like a partner, which is pretty high, and it may be going higher, like because we don't know since it hasn't been implemented yet, they might be changing the partnership requirements behind the scenes. Especially because none of it's disclosed. They don't have on their page that you need to have a specific number, which if you remember, they changed that back around PAX East when we had first talked about that.
Yeah.
Where they stop saying a number on their front page, and I believe that gives them
the day of PAX East, exactly. The panel. They changed it.
And so I believe that might, you know, just gives them a little more flexibility where they can just change it on the fly based on maybe internal metrics or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And so lots of people can become Twitch affiliates, which with that in mind, it puts a lot of stuff into context, especially some of the things that you kind of pointed out. So with the low requirements for Twitch affiliates, a lot of people... Oh, and you're also invited to become a Twitch affiliate, right? So,
that's important to do. You don't apply for this. You get invited by Twitch, so it's at their discretion still, roughly. I mean, these are all stats, though, that they can look up on their back end.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think it's just done automatically, probably by a computer.
Honestly, probably.
Just because the number of people that are eligible to become it is so big. The reason I think that's important is because I believe that will lead to more people becoming affiliates just because, like, for example, I might be lazy or never really think about applying for an affiliate if it doesn't really, you know, it's not really something that was on my radar. But if I get an email that says you're invited to become a Twitch affiliate because you have 5 concurrent viewers and you stream, you know, 15, 20 hours a week, every week, like, then I'm like, oh, okay, so maybe I'll just do it because I've been invited. You know what I mean? So I feel like you're going to have more Twitch affiliates. The reason why I think if you look at some of the things that are a little bit different, partners get priority Twitch support and not affiliates. Well, one reason for that is probably because you have so many affiliates that like Twitch customer service and tech help can't necessarily service all of them, right? So it's if you give everyone priority, well then nobody has priority. It's just like the regular queue. The payout, and I heard this from, I saw this on one of the Twitch employee Twitter accounts, the payout is 60 days for affiliates compared to the 45 for partner, just because of the extra load of fraud prevention. You have all these people that you're dealing with payouts of money, tax IDs, and reporting to the government, and just potential fraud through Twitch, money laundering and stuff like that, that because of the extra burden, that's why they increased it to 60 days payout for Twitch affiliates compared to partners. A second thing is like that I kind of noticed is none of this probably could have happened if Amazon didn't buy Twitch. If you think about it, Amazon has a big, like, decades of like fraud knowledge and systems built up to like kind of deal with the financial transactions on the back end. And I'm sure that Twitch is leveraging a lot of that with the new system. Small Twitch before, like a big part reason that they couldn't, in my opinion, couldn't give this to everybody is just the overhead required to give everyone access to this kind of stuff for a company that their primary focus isn't financial transactions. Their focus is, you know, delivering video content over the internet. So, but so you like, you see like kind of like that, even on things with the sub emotes, it might be, I mean, either way, it would be lower than partners for two reasons. It makes partners distinguished in a way, but also emotes have to be reviewed and approved by Twitch, right? So if you now all of a sudden have like tons and tons of affiliates, now the people that approve and review Twitch emotes have an increased burden, right? So you're gonna have a flood of more work that Twitch has to do on their end, that it's, you can kind of see that in some of the restrictions on the affiliate side.
Yeah.
So it, but yeah, so it's a very, very, very big, I mean, it's a very big change because it's delivered through Twitch. We can get into a little more like what was been offered to other people. But what is your, like, what is your initial kind of gut reaction to this announcement?
I thought it was, I really kind of thought this was going to happen eventually. We've been hinted at this for a very long time. Even at PAX, they mentioned that they were talking about how to implement bits for everyone. And they said expect something later this year about that. So I was fully expecting that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently on the Twitch subreddit, someone did have speculations that something was going to happen later at the end of this month, that they were going to be doing something for smaller streamers because they were talking to a staff member. So I was kind of just waiting for something like this to happen. I think it's cool. I think it has some problems. But I think it, overall, it's good to see that Twitch is reinvesting in their, or just investing in general, their smaller streamers to try to bring them up to partner status. That doesn't necessarily mean that if you're part of an affiliate program that you're going to be brought up to the partner status, but it just gives you more numbers to give to Twitch when you're applying for partnership. To say, like, I have this many subs now, this is how many bits I earn, or something like that. They have more information to say, oh, this person's going to be successful in the partner program, so let's partner them. It's also why I kind of think that the partner program is still, it's still a big deal. You know, like, it's still cool to be a partner. It's still, like, something that you need to work towards. The affiliate program is just one of the steps now to get to the partner program. Yeah. Like, I don't think that you're going to be like someone's just going to start out, become big, and then skip affiliate and then go right to partner, you know? The thing that like really kind of bothers me a little bit about this is that there is now a very big focus on money.
Yeah.
And, you know, as someone who has never monetized their stream in any way, really, at all, that's I feel like might be a little problematic with new streamers coming in, thinking that they can make money doing this, when in all reality, we're probably not talking about a ton of money here. It's just, you know, little bits here and there, literally bits here and there. And the thing is, everyone's talking about how this is going to, you know, change their lives and things, and that's awesome if they think that's going to happen, but I really don't think a lot of people are going to be full-time streamers on affiliate status. I just don't think that that's a thing that will happen.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely wrong on that. Maybe some people are going to become full-time streamers on affiliate, but the way that Twitch is pushing this, it makes it seem that way.
Yeah.
You know, in their video thing that they posted with this, it's with streamers. I never even heard of any of the streamers on there, but the streamers were like, oh yeah, I stream 60 hours a week on Twitch, and this is really going to change everything for me. And I was like, holy shit, you're streaming 60 hours a week? Like, holy crap, first of all. Second of all, I've never even seen you. I don't even know who you are. But then you look at the requirements and it's like, wait a second, 500 total minutes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Like, I don't, that was a little weird for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's also a lot of controversy about these requirements, if they're too low, if they're too high. Originally, I thought they were too low. I'm still kind of that thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But also, who the hell am I to say if they're too low? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we all started at the bottom, now we here, you know? And I don't know if that's too low anymore. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm to the point where I don't know if I should even be making money, you know, off of this yet.
Yeah.
You know? So, and that's what bothers me, you know, with the original people coming in thinking that they should be making money.
Mm-hmm.
They should be focusing on building a community. Sorry, yeah. I keep interrupting you. Go.
Oh, no, it's all good. It's all good. So let's back it up a bit. You've unloaded a lot of feelings.
I did.
A lot of feelings.
They're very unorganized feelings, by the way, because I don't know.
Let's back up with the first thing. This gives a lot of good data to Twitch on the back end, and I think that it'll make the partnership program better overall because of it. Because this is one thing that you had pointed out to me when we briefly talked about this. Is just that, like, now Twitch gets all this information about people in the affiliate program that they can then offer partnership status to, or, like you said, if you apply, it gives you more stats. And
yes.
The reason why I think this is, it gives better data to Twitch, because if I average 100 concurrent viewers, that doesn't mean much in the partner sense, right? But if I'm a Twitch affiliate and I chose to use a sub button, one thing we have to really point out that I just realized, this is opt-in. If you are invited to the affiliate program, you don't automatically have a sub button, bits, and all that kind of stuff. You get to opt into it.
Yeah.
So if you don't want it, you don't have to have it. If I am a streamer and let's say I don't even have 100 concurrent viewers, but I have a ton of subscribers, right? Like, I have a big community that isn't always there, but they support me financially. That means more to Twitch than if I am an affiliate with 100 concurrent viewers and 2 subs, right? Then Twitch does, yeah, I mean, like, that's not necessarily a good partner compared to the person that does have a lot of subs, or maybe gets cheered with a lot of bits or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like they do get a lot more information from that than if they did on the other side, which I think that's really cool, because you see people now that, like, you feel like should be partners, that they're right around the 80 to 100. They have a very, very passionate and active community, and that's like, you kind of just want to be like, just give them the sub button, that make them a partner, because I think they earned it, and I think their community kind of earned it too. Where you have other people that they hit the 100 and it's like, not that they don't, like, deserve it or they didn't earn it, but, like, you know, it feels like, well, maybe if they got it, I feel like someone else that was kind of close to their numbers but not quite there yet, maybe they should, you know, have it too. Let's talk about the requirements a little bit, because I think you and I have kind of different opinion about the requirements.
Okay.
So I feel, as someone that puts in a lot of time in my Twitch stream, I look at the requirements and sometimes you feel a little like, oh, that kind of sucks, because I put in so much time and someone doesn't have to have put in as much time as I do to become an affiliate, right? So it's kind of like, you feel like a little bit slighted, kind of. And it's like a weird kind of just, like, I don't know, instinctual reaction, I guess, because, like, at the same time, I wouldn't think poorly of anyone that got affiliate status with, like, really low numbers or had just started streaming last week, right? Like,
yeah,
you know, go ahead, more power to you. Here's how I see the requirements, is that essentially they want to open up the Twitch affiliate program to everybody, right? But the problem with that is I think the last statistic I saw from Twitch was at TwitchCon, that, or maybe it was at one of the PAX town halls, is that there's like 2 million unique streamers on Twitch. And that counts everybody, right? If you turned on OBS today for the first time, streamed for 5 hours, and then didn't do it again for another 2 or 3 months, you technically count to one of Twitch's unique streamers, right?
Yeah.
And
sure.
Even like people that have never streamed, like it's like they want to open up to everybody so that day one you can have these features turned on, but that's not realistic. You can't open up this program to 2 million people. 2 million people submitting your SS9 forms with your social security number or federal ID number to be processed for tax processing, like that is just an insane load of people on Twitch's end to have to process through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like the bare minimum just to kind of weed out the people that I turned on my stream today and that's it. I mean, the 50 followers actually isn't that, in my opinion, it's not that low of a threshold. Like, at least for me as a variety streamer that played small type games, I think it took me 3 or 4 months to hit 50 followers. So it's not like someone's going to start today and then become necessarily a Twitch affiliate next week. I mean, it's possible. They can hit almost all those requirements. They could stream every day for the next 7 days and hit the requirements for hours streamed, days streamed, and concurrent viewers. But
yeah,
unless they had a really good 7 days, they might not have hit the 50. You know what I mean? So it's like, so they're low, but it's not like they're giving it to everyone. On the flip side, the reason why I kind of like the low numbers is that it basically turns this into, it's a tool that is available to you if you want to use it. Instead of always trying to hit higher things, it's like when you're ready to use this tool, you can use this tool. Instead mm-hmm. of being like, you, instead of arbitrarily being like, you have to hit 20 concurrents or you have to hit 10 concurrents. Well, if I'm a streamer that some, like I have 6 people asking if they subscribe, if they can subscribe to me, or 6 people that want to donate money to me, and I feel like that's what I want to do with my stream, then why, who is it to Twitch to say that no, that's only appropriate if you have 20 concurrent viewers, right? Like, and
yeah,
you and I like oftentimes now hit about 20 sometimes and we still don't monetize, right? And so like for us, like Twitch could say, hey, it's 20, here's your monetization stuff, get to it, and we're like, no, we're still not, that still isn't appropriate for us, right? Like that's still uh-huh. a choice for us to make. And the nice thing about the low requirements is at least they're offering the tool for people. Now the thing that, one other comment that you had made is that you feel like this is going to bring it in where it's kind of going to distort the thing where people are going to do it for money, right? Instead of just for the love of streaming, which yeah. is possible, which is true, but that already happens in the current system. People already do it for money for two reasons. They, even though these tools are now available through Twitch, which I believe is a big, much better way to do it, tools are still available to me right now if I was not a Twitch affiliate. And people, a lot of people, even people that do it for the passion of streaming and not for money, on day one, they have a tip button on the underneath their stream, right? Click yeah. here to send me a tip, right? So day one, they already have that on there. And those tools are already available to people through GameWisp, through just PayPal, Streamlabs, and all that kind of stuff. And even if they weren't, people could still be going into it with the wrong mindset of doing it for money, because their goal is, I want to hit partnership within a month because I want to turn this into my living. Not because of I enjoy streaming, but I want to do this because I want to make a lot of money because I see other mm-hmm. streamers that make a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't think that these tools being here is you're going to have an influx of people that are doing it just for money. And if they do, they're not going to last long, because as you and I both know, and as a lot of people also know, like when you first start streaming, like even now, like when you're streaming, it takes a lot of work. And so if they want to do it for money and they're only putting in like 4 or 5 hours a week just to hit the bare minimum requirements to be a Twitch affiliate, it's not like they're going to start raking in a ton of cash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you still have to build a community. Like just because all of a sudden this person has a sub button doesn't mean that the money is going to start rolling in. And if they're only doing it for money and they turned on their sub button, they're doing it for money, well, when the money's not rolling in 4 weeks in a row and they've now put in 20 hours a week, like, like they'll probably abandon it. You know what I mean? There's only so long you can do it for money and not make money before you're like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's just, it's a natural deterrent because it's available in the system already and people already go in with that mindset and they don't last very long. And I just, I don't see necessarily that the tools being available to them easier is going to necessarily do that. And if they do, if someone goes into it just wanting to make money, you don't have to watch them, right? Like, and I don't think people are going to watch them. You could still find the content you like and network and become friends with other streamers and other community members that kind of share your core goals and ideas and passions for streaming, and never associate yourself with those people that do it just for money. Like, I think that already happens today. Like, you and I, the people that we're friends with and the people that we hang out with kind of do it because they love Twitch and they love streaming. But it, there are people out there. We can probably go to the Hearthstone page, scroll down, and see someone that has up on their screen an overlay of, hey, I need $1,000 this month to pay rent. And they have two viewers. Like, yeah, I mean, like, that person's in it for the money. We just, that's not the people that run in our kind of groups or the streams that we necessarily see. So while that could be a problem, I think it's, I don't think it's that big of a problem. I guess because it just, it kind of exists now. And it's, if you're doing it for the wrong reasons, you're not going to survive long in the streaming game. But
yeah. Don't you think though that also, just to play devil's advocate here, that now Twitch is normalizing this through them, like saying that this is something that you should strive towards. Like, don't you think that, like, Game Wisp is always there as an option, right? But now that Twitch is integrating this within their site, it kind of makes it seem kind of a bit official, don't you think?
It could, but at the same time, just because it is more official. Like, I mean, so I've had people that I've talked to off stream a number of times over the past like year and a half that I've been streaming that have asked me the financial questions about streaming, because they see it and they see that I have fun and I keep showing up and I put a lot of time into it. And so they want to know how much money I make off of this. And, you know, realistically, like, oh, you know, how much do you make from t-shirt sales? How much do you make from tips and stuff like that? And I'm like, well, I don't accept tips, so nothing. Yeah, I mean, like, it's kind of just like you got to have a real talk and be like, this isn't, at least for me, it's not an income type thing. I saw a great tweet, a great sarcastic tweet that I really loved. And it really kind of goes to this point, is that someone said, it was a partnered streamer, and he said, there seems to be a lot of confusion about how much money partnered streamers make. Let me just clear that up for you right now. We all make billions of dollars. Like, because there's this idea that partnered streamers just rake in tons of money. And the numbers don't work out like that. Like, you have people that are super successful. I don't know what Lyric makes, but I am pretty sure it is a lot of money. He's also very good at what he does. But not everyone that hits partnered status makes tons of money. You know what I mean? And so, but I feel like it's already there, even if Twitch didn't make official tools, because you would see, hey, this person got 3 subs today, and you start working out the math in your head, and somehow you come out with, they make $200,000 a year, even though that's not true. You know what I mean? Like, there's already, because money is already part of the system, you already have people that do it. I've already had people that they wanted me to support them, and their goal was, is they're going to start streaming next week, and they want to do it because they want to make this their job. And that's when we got into the financial discussion, and I was like, realistically, like, yeah, you can make this as a job, and if you want to, more power to you, go do that. But here's kind of where your numbers are going to be at. And here realistically is what the income is going to look like. So it's not, I mean, I think like that idea and that pressure is there. And just because Twitch made official tools for it, you might have more people that try it out, but at the same time, the quality of their streams are going to be lower and you're going to have a higher drop off rate. So the people that bubble up to the top are people like you, like Starbuck, like Multitus, like Sarai. Yeah, I mean, the people that bubble up are the people that do it for the right reasons. You know what I mean? And they create quality content. So I could see it, but I don't think that giving that button there is necessarily going to corrupt the entire platform. Necessarily.
Yeah. I don't mean to say that either. I don't want the button is going to change like the whole platform altogether because everyone's going to generally have one. But what I wanted to say was that two things. One was that, actually kind of completely unrelated to one another. One thing was that I think that it's so, so super important to change the discussion around this whole full-time streaming thing. Because I think people have these really, like, off-put thoughts about full-time streaming or how it actually works. There are really not a lot of partners out there who are full-time streaming.
Yeah.
Like, out of all of them, like, how them are, there's like 20,000 partners, maybe, roughly. There's really, like, a small section of those people who are full-time and can do it full-time. Yeah. With the money that they, you know, accumulate from streaming, but they also do sponsorship deals. They do all these other things to help balance it out. I mean, there's all the other, like, if you have 100 subs, it sounds like a lot, but you're really, you're probably making $200 a month from this thing.
Yeah.
And we all know that that is way below the poverty level, probably for survival,
exactly.
depending on where you live, that is.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people, That's not a thing, you know, that they're not full-time streaming. And to come into this and to be like, I'm going to start streaming tomorrow and I'm going to be full-time status in a month, like, that is not going to work. Like, that just, it, like, maybe, like, I don't want to crush your dreams or anything, but, like, it's very, very improbable for that to happen. And if you're focusing on the money, that's probably not going to happen.
Exactly.
You need to be... You can't be, I personally think that you can't, like, just start tomorrow without a previous following, be like, I'm going to be a full-time streamer and only dedicate my time to this and work on it, and then be partnered and have a lot of people coming to you when you're not focusing on the community building aspects of this.
Yeah.
It may seem like common sense, but I think a lot of people think that way.
Yeah, no, I
and
agree
that's
with you.
Where some of this comes from. The other thing that I wanted to bring up that's slightly unrelated to this first point that I made was that there is a specific exit clause in the partnership, in the new agreement for affiliates that came out yesterday, related to if you don't stream for a year. They can kick you out of the affiliate program.
Oh, nice. Okay, good.
So if you're, if you know, if you're in it for a little while and then you end up quitting, then they, if you don't have like a certain, if you have a certain amount of money or something, I think it's like $100, then you need to pay them to take it out. Like it's like a $25 exit fee or something. So, I mean, the affiliate program is like, it's kind of almost a big deal. Like you are signing a contract with Twitch to make money off their platform, and if you don't put out, you get sucked out. Like you're done. Like that you're gonna be pretty much get gone and out of the program.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, you can't. You're also not allowed to stream on other platforms. It's in the contract. You can't. You can no longer stream on Beam or YouTube or anything. You have to stream specifically on Twitch, and I think they're going to make that a bigger thing for partners as well, because a lot of partners, some of them dual stream on both platforms, and no one really says anything about it. But now I think they're normalizing this with affiliates. It's going to be like more intense for partners. Slightly unrelated, but I also think an important point to bring up.
I agree. So long term, we'll get into like whether or not you and I would participate in this in general. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I think long term, like, I kind of, if I were to start making money on Twitch, my hope and dream for myself, which wouldn't necessarily happen, but what, like, my ideal thing is, I would want to be the person that is completely open with that financial aspect, as open as I can be with the financial aspect of Twitch. If I was making money from a sub button, from bits, probably wouldn't work with sponsorships, because in the contract it probably says you cannot say how much you make for your sponsorship.
Most likely.
But if I was, because my situation is different, I make money from a full-time job that covers my living and all of my expenses and covers my hobby of streaming. And so I think it would be nice to, because we need, like you said, we need a little more, at least somebody to be open. I'm not saying anyone should be open, right? This is your fine. If this is how you make money, like, absolutely keep that to yourself, right? Like, no reason that you have to.
Yeah, there's no. Do it. Yeah. You're not guaranteed, like, you do not need to do
exactly.
That,
you know? And, yeah. So
it's a choice.
I feel like a cool goal for me would be, to be able to be the person that is open about, hey, this is how much I make. If you watch my stream, you like it, and you're like, hey, I want to go full time, I can tell you the statistics that I put in this many hours over the last year and a half, and this is how much I'm making after a year and a half of X number of hours, right? Like, so it's,
yeah,
at least it can give some perspective to people that want to do it. And then other people can point to it, right? Without revealing their own monetary situation, how much money they make, they can be like, hey, you're interested in streaming, go check out M. Cole, not necessarily watch his stream, but like M. Cole's released his stats and here's where they're at. If you can do better than him, great. And but just to give you an idea of where the money is with this, just because I feel like long term we need people to be open about, we need at least somebody to be open about how much money is being made on Twitch. The reason why I think that this is a very good announcement, because related to that, is that there are people that put in, I mean, you and I are great examples that put in tons of hours into this in the evening, and not necessarily that we should be compensated at all. But if you have somebody in your community that wants to support you and give you some money because they really like the community or they really like the content you make, giving them a tool to make some amount of money can help. Like buying a capture card is like $150 investment, right? And so if I don't have a capture card right now and I really want to stream stuff off my PS4 for my community, I have to find a way to get $150 for that, right? And if by Twitch giving people a way to monetize and make some money, it can help in those senses, right? Like where it's like, hey, I stream for 20 hours a week as like a part-time job, and I want to reinvest money back into my stream, and I've built a strong enough community where, hey, they'd be down to do that too. It kind of gives you that option to do it in a low risk way. And there's other risks, which we don't really have time to talk about, but there's risks with PayPal and donations through outside services, tips through outside services. GameWisp has its own risks. Like, there's tons of risks with the outside services. And one thing that's appealing about the Twitch side of thing is it does cut down on a lot of the risks. And as you said, it's official through platform, so it kind of at least has cred on that side of it. So it's so it does give people that. You do have people, and another thing that go back a little bit about the low requirements. Who am I to say whether or not someone should be making money depending on what their stats are? I've had friends and been in streams where they rarely ever stream, they have three concurrent viewers, and you know, one day someone else just tips them $100 or tips them $50 or tips them $25 or tips them anything. Who am I to say that that person shouldn't have made $100 because they have someone that wants to give it to them because they really like them and they had a way to accept it? I mean, like, it's just, so it's like, does Skanky put in more work than this person that did? Yeah, sure. You put in a lot more hours and you have a lot more concurrence, but that, I mean, this person also had the person that was going to give him $100 and you didn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, it's easy to say and sit on our high horses and be like, no, the minimum should be higher because I think you shouldn't be making money until this point. And it's like, yeah, but maybe they have a community that wants to give them money. You know what I mean? Even if it's only four people.
Yeah.
So it's, it, and does that corrupt it? Yeah, and maybe. And like, does it make it so that person is only streaming for money? Possibly. But like, at the same time, is that me to say that they should or they shouldn't be able to do that? You know what I mean? And they would be able to do it anyways through PayPal. They have, because I've seen it, and this is before Twitch affiliate has come out. You know what I mean? So it's just, I don't know. That's the only reason why when, you know, we look at the minimums, it's like, where do you set the minimum then, right? If you're not happy with those minimums, can you come up with a number that is satisfactory for everybody and viewers and streamers alike? I feel like it's a harder thing to do. So I'm not sure about that, but there was one more thing. What was I going to say? I don't even remember. There's just too much to say on this topic, Skanky.
There is a lot of discussion surrounding this topic.
Yeah.
It changes a lot for us, especially.
Yeah, no, exactly. It really does. I think it's kind of cool. I think one reason why I really like it overall is that sign up for Twitch day one and you want to stream because this looks like fun and it looks like a passion project to you. Like, like I said, all the tools are available to you right off the bat, right? So if you have explosive growth in the first month and now all of a sudden you have 60 concurrent viewers and they want to sub, some of them want to sub to you, you don't have to keep saying, no, sorry, I won't, I'm not, I was rejected partnership status. Because there's also that pressure too. I have friends that are, like I said, on the verge of partnership status, and they've applied and they've been rejected. And the next day when they show up in stream and someone new goes, oh my gosh, you're so great, why, how are you not a Twitch partner yet? Right? Well, when you got rejected last night from the partnership program, it kind of sucks to hear that.
That's rough.
Like,
yeah.
So it's just, it's kind of like, I think that'll take a little bit of that away, right? Because as a viewer, I care about you being in the partnership program because of the sub button, right? I don't care about you being in the partnership program because you get access to this partner only lounge. it removes that a little bit. So I think it's a, I think the second thing I really want to say is that same thing happened with Bits, is that sometimes you see a lot of negativity or see some negative comments about it when something first comes out, and then kind of everybody forgets about it or they don't really care a couple months later, right? And I feel like a lot of times with gut reactions, you either are like overly positive or overly negative or something like that, and then kind of middles out somewhere in the middle where it might be 2 months from now and you and I really don't give a crap about the partner or the affiliate program. Do you remember that was announced?
It seems like a big deal now, but it could just be like, okay, whatever. Exactly. It's like part of Twitch now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Kind of like Bits.
Exactly, right? Like when Bits came out, some people were so upset about it and other people thought it was the biggest game changer, and it's kind of worked out somewhere in the middle that people...
Yeah, or IRL.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember when IRL was like super, super controversial?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Or you have things that aren't even controversial but are like super loved and adored, like creative, and creatives kind of dropped down a lot where it's, when it first came out, it was very, very popular, and now a lot of creative streamers are like, when is creative going to get the love that it had before? Like,
I heard there's some drama surrounding creative now with how they redid communities. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not.
Well, what I heard was, I know a lot of creative streamers. I'm friends with some creative streamers. And the big problem is that when they introduce communities, they got rid of the hashtags.
Oh, really?
That's how creative streamers used to be found by people, through hashtags.
Oh, that sucks.
And the titles. They got rid of that, and ever since then, creative streams have plummeted slightly.
That sucks.
Because, I mean, communities are just really oversaturated. I don't think I know a lot of people who use communities to find people, personally. I mean, I don't use communities to find new streamers or anything. Mm-hmm. But, so that's been a big controversy in the creative community right now.
Interesting. So, Skanky.
Yeah.
Twitch affiliate program.
Yes.
You're invited in next week, let's say. Do you accept affiliate status? Yes or no?
Yeah, I will. I'll accept it.
Okay. If you accept,
will you do it?
Well, if you accept it.
You're just trying to put this off. I see.
No, because my answer kind of depends on the second answer. If you accept it, will you start accepting Bits?
I have been thinking about this a little bit over the past couple of days. I don't know if I have had enough time to think about it, but something that I had in mind was that there was a thought in my head where if I was streaming for at least a year or up to a year and it was going well and I was having fun doing it, then I would start accepting tips. I never told anyone that before.
Shenantics exclusive.
That's not set in stone, okay? So don't fucking okay? I shouldn't have said anything.
Skanky sellout.
That was a thought in my mind that I was gonna do it. I was gonna make it like do a big thing for it, maybe surprise thing on 1 year. But if I do it like now, I'd probably accept Bits and just go for it and see what happens. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really haven't thought about it a lot, to be honest. It's It's changed all my plans, this whole affair.
Right, exactly.
I had plans for shit. I was like thinking like, oh, it's going to be really cool and hyped up. And now it's like, if I say, hey, sub button for affiliate status, is like, yeah, you and 30,000 other people just got it as
yeah,
well.
Right?
So fuck you.
Exactly.
I don't know. It could put a little bit of a wrench in my plans right now. I am thinking about it. I can't say that if I'm going to do it yet or not, but maybe.
Okay. Very cool.
Maybe yes.
Affiliate status. Yes, I would accept it. But one thing we don't know is if I, because this is a kind of like a qualitative yes, or wait, is that qualitative? What's it?
Yeah,
what's,
I think so.
What is it where you have
quantitative?
A disclaimer. Anyways, so it would be.
Never mind. Go on. You're asking the wrong person. I won't think about it right now.
Yes, as long as opting into affiliate does not opt me into everything.
Okay.
Because for me, I won't turn on bits if for my channel. I would accept affiliate status because I would turn on the sub button. I believe I would turn on the sub button if that was ever an option. So I don't.
Okay.
And I think that if I got partnership, I think in my mind it would be the same way. I don't think I would turn on bits because I know partners get to opt in or opt out of bits, separate of what they're, you know, having a sub button. And so depending on the amount of flexibility we have, I would accept affiliate status as long as I can opt out of bits and opt into the sub button if I choose to, opt into ad revenue and game share revenue. One quick thing I wanted to actually just point out that I always thought this, so game share revenue, for those that don't know, on Twitch, it was a new feature they rolled out where you can buy games through Twitch. And so if you're playing a game that's supported like Rainbow Six Siege, which Skanky referenced, and you buy it through Twitch, Twitch gets a share of the revenue, and also the partners do. And I always thought it was a little strange that that button showed up on non-partnered streamers and then you get no cut of it, which not that like it's a bad thing. Like Twitch can monetize their program, their platform, however they want, and they should make money, right? Like I use their service for free, make money somewhere, so you can keep giving me my benefits for free. But I always just felt a little strange that like me and then this other person, that person makes money when someone buys a game because they enjoy their stream, where I do not. You know what I mean? So I always felt a little weird.
Sure.
But that's not going to be the case anymore because now affiliates get that. So I would opt in to all of those, I believe, everything except for bits. And so I would accept affiliate status as long as I get to do that. Sub button?
Okay.
I'm not sure. So I'm leaning towards yes because I think even though it's only one emote, I think it would be cool to give that to them, give it to like people in the community. It would be a different emote than the ones I already have because I wouldn't want to take away what people already get to use.
So of course.
I'd have a new emote created for the sub button. You get the chat badge, which, you know, like that kind of stuff can be important to, you know, some people. And so it's like, so for those reasons, I think I would turn on the sub thing just so that way if people wanted to, it does give them that. One thing, so if you're going to share stuff that has never been shared before, one thing I was actually a couple weeks ago, I was thinking about applying for partnership status when I was way below the numbers. And I wanted to try and see if I can convince the partnership team to take on a very small streamer for the partnership program based on other statistics and other things, but like based on the podcast, based on the number of shirts I've sold, based on the fact that I was involved in a panel at TwitchCon, stuff like that, and just kind of like show other metrics and see if I can be like, hey, I know I don't meet what you guys state, but based on other things, would you ever consider accepting a very, very small partner? I ended up not doing it. I mean, the reason why I was thinking about doing it is that it would have been a cool accomplishment if it did happen. And I think I really like the idea of offering emotes for a subscription to people that are part of the community that they can then use across Twitch, right? Like it's just like it's like if you are a cultist and you really love our community and you love having emotes and you love being able to like show that in other people's chats, like I think that would be a cool thing to offer people. I wouldn't have turned on bits like the same way I wouldn't do it for affiliates, and it wouldn't be pushed like, and I don't even know if I would have a sub notification just because it would be something that would be like, here, it's here if you want it. I offer it to you as like part of the community, but you don't have to take advantage of it. Or you don't have to use it. Like, don't give me money just because for no reason. Like, do it if you really, really want to. So I had thought about doing that. And so like that kind of plays into the affiliate thing. And then that also kind of turns out, when will I apply for partnership? Probably not for a very long time now if I get a sub button through the Twitch affiliate thing, just because it kind of ticks off all the boxes of what I need as a streamer. So,
well, let's also, before you do that, let's just also, very interesting little tidbit about MCall there that I didn't even know. number two, I also just wanted to bring up before we like kind of finished up, the things that have not been confirmed about the affiliate program yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have any confirmation that there's going to be chat badges yet.
Yeah.
Or like incremental ones for each month when you resubscribe. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know if that's going to happen. We don't know if the sub button is even going to be $4.99.
Yeah, it's true.
It could be less for affiliates. We don't know yet. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of partners were talking about how they wanted the sub button to be a different color, mm-hmm. or like something different to distinguish them differently. I don't really know anything about that, mm-hmm. but like I don't know. There's still a lot of things up in the air now with the affiliate program, which there has been some thoughts about when the first invites will go out, and supposedly the rumor is they will be going out on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, supposedly. That's the thoughts.
That I might actually not qualify for the affiliate program. I've had a rough couple weeks with...
Have you streamed 7 days this month, MCall?
I'm pretty not too sure. I don't know, though. Not positive.
You have. You have. Was, you 100%
I've taken off a lot of days.
It's the 23rd.
You've definitely streamed seven days. I've taken off a lot of days in the past month. One cool thing would be, because there's so much we don't know, especially because the subscription part isn't rolling out to begin with, right? That's down the road. So we have a lot that we can find out about it, and we probably have a lot of time before that happens. A cool thing is Twitch Prime subs, if that is available to affiliates. Mm,
that is another
thing,
That's
a big thing, because you can say to friends and community members that, like, hey, if you want, throw your Twitch Prime sub over at me. It costs you nothing. For those guys that don't know, Twitch Prime sub is you get all the benefits of subbing. The money goes to the affiliate if it's offered to affiliates or partners, which we know that one. The money goes to the partners as if it was an actual sub, and it's included with an Amazon Prime membership. So everyone that has Amazon Prime gets a free subscription on Twitch to one person. And so, like, if that is a possibility, that'd be kind of cool. Like, and that's part of the reason why, especially if that happens, I would accept the affiliate invite, and I would turn on the sub button. Just because if someone's like, hey, I want to throw you my Twitch Prime sub and get one emote, like, all right, like, here, have it. Here you go.
Yeah.
So it's, I would be really, really cool if that happened. Plus, I would email all my family members and be like, I know you have Amazon Prime. Real quick, just throw me that sub.
The other question I have about that we don't know about affiliate is where the hell am I going to get this money to sub to everybody?
Oh,
now?
Fucking A. I'm so glad you said that, because I've been worrying about this for 3 weeks, like 3 days, almost 3 weeks.
I'm going to need to get a new job, guys. I'm not going to be able to afford all these Twitch subs that I need to.
Well, I originally ran into this problem. I was friends with a good amount of creative streamers, and creative streamers typically have lower requirements to become partners. And so there was a good, like, 2 months where a lot of my friends were getting partnered, and I'm like, I cannot keep subbing to all of them. Like, I was up to, I think, to like 10 subs at one point, because it was like, and then I realized, like, I can't just keep subbing to all my friends. And so if all of my friends get affiliate status and they all have their sub button, I either have to create a criteria for me internally that I only sub to my friends when they hit maybe certain metrics or something like that, because I can't just be like, you know, we're friends, you turned on your sub button, and here you go, let me go sub to you. You know what I mean? Because I do, like, for example, if you have a sub button, Skanky, I'm subbing to you. No pressure.
Wait, you are?
You don't have to sub to me, but I would be like...
Oh, thank God, I wasn't planning
on it. I know that. Well, that's why I'm not going to turn my sub button on, because I never wanted to know. But yeah, I don't, like, all of a sudden there's all these people with sub buttons. Like, that is a big financial.
That's gonna be rough, man.
So
that's gonna be tough.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, and especially, like, okay, yesterday I was at C2E2, and just the number of people I was hanging out at C2E2 with that are streamers, like, even that alone would have been like a nice, like, you know, $25 a month commitment to
yeah,
hit all
I know.
Of their buttons. Like, it's just, yeah, that's a...
That's going to be rough, man.
Exactly. So maybe for that reason, I wouldn't turn on a sub button because I don't want to give people the pressure of having to sub to me when I don't like really need the extra income from subscriptions, the amount it
well,
is.
That's the question that it brings up. Do you think it's kind of oversaturating everything then a little bit? Because even for us, like, we're worried about having to sub to people mm-hmm. now because, you know, like, we're friends with them and we want to support them. But, like, if it's also, like, 50 people that we're friends with.
Yeah.
Don't you think, like, that's a lot yeah. of people to, like, need to commit to?
Yeah, no. But I think streamers are also in a very unique situation. I think streamers
true.
Tend to have more streamer friends on Twitch and more communities that they're a part of than the average Twitch viewer. Like, even in our communities, like, our communities are very supportive of lots of other people. And so they yeah. have the same burden, but I think ours is an order of magnitude more. Like, other people could have the exact same situation we are that aren't streamers. I'm not saying it that way. But I just think in general, streamers, because we try and network and become friends with our streamers, we tend to have that a little bit more than what a viewer does. And also, like, you can only watch so many streams at once. And so if you, like, are a viewer, Twitch supporter person, like, you tend to stop watching other streams as you find new communities that you like. Right. Like, all right, I might. And we even see that where they don't sub to Lyric anymore because I don't watch Lyric. I watch Skanky instead. You know what I mean? Like, so sometimes uh-huh. you see that where it's like they kind of cancel their old subs as they move over to new communities. And that might happen under the affiliate program, too, for viewers. So,
OK,
one thing I have to say, though, is like we have to talk about this at some other point because I have, like, a lot of thoughts on this part. But It normalizes something that I think that content creators on Twitch should be able to make money. I do. I think
of course, I think so too.
Partners, I think the sub button has always been a great thing. I enjoy subbing to people and giving them money for creating great communities and great content. Having it widely available normalizes it, and it becomes not a strange thing. When I was first on Twitch, the $5 a month sub button was the weirdest thing to me. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, there's this thing that you give people $5 a month. Like, I don't think I subbed anyone until I was, like, watching Twitch for, like, 3 months. Like, it was a while. But now if it's available everywhere, if you only watch small streams and, like, that's just what so happens to be what you found out, it normalizes that for you quicker, right? Because
yeah.
you're confronted with it, and it makes you really think about, okay, why is this an option, and is it something that I support? And I think most people come down on the side that we do, that people that create great content and have great communities on the internet maybe should deserve a little bit of financial support. And I think that having it so prevalent, even though it may be oversaturated, it kind of brings that more to the forefront.
Yeah.
So
I agree with that. I think people do deserve to get compensation for what they put out. Mm-hmm. And if you're creating content, you're creating entertainment for people. I mean, what's to say that you shouldn't be making money off of it, you know?
No.
I mean,
exactly.
If you work hard, then go for it, man.
Yep.
I believe in you.
Yeah. Really quickly, I don't have much to say. I don't think you have much to say. Another thing that was announced this week is that partners now have tiered sub options. So for subscriptions to partners, mm-hmm. it used to be $5 a month recurring, and that was it. They released it so that now there's two more options. I think it's 10 and 25. So you can subscribe to them for $5, $10, or $25. The higher subscription levels get other special benefits, one of them being you can have special emotes if the broadcaster chooses to enable that. I haven't really read much into it, so I don't know what all the benefits you would have are. I've heard that it isn't that much, where it's like if you're just doing it for the benefits, it doesn't really necessarily make sense to do it for more money. I'm kind of neutral on this. It doesn't really impact me. Like, sure, I think it's a great thing. Like, give partners more money if you want to. I don't really have negative attitudes. I think overall maybe generally positive, but I don't really care about it. So what are your just general thoughts about this?
I'm really pretty apathetic towards mm-hmm. this. I mean, if someone wants to give someone an extra $5 a month, then I guess go for it. Or
yeah.
what is it, $25 to you can give someone $25 a
yeah.
month? I don't really care all that much. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. I mean, really, I think it's more of a benefit for the streamer mm-hmm. to get more emotes quicker. Mm-hmm. And that also ends up benefiting the community by getting more emotes. So, yeah, I don't really care all that much, to be honest about it. Yeah. It's whatever. If you want to use it, then use it. If you don't, then don't. The thing that I fear, the controversy, is that streamers are going to be then focusing more on a specific subset, like a $25 sub versus the $5 sub. Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, though.
Well, so, okay, I mean, so I have something I have to say about that, that fear. Is so Twitch does, if you look at a lot of what Twitch does, it's very thought out for specific reasons related to money. A lot of it is, and I have a lot of this derives from something that I've kind of noticed for a while, and I'm assuming other people do too, but Twitch did a very, very, very smart thing when they released and implemented the resub notifications. For those of you guys that don't know, if you're sub for multiple months in a row, consecutive months, you can post it into chat. An alert comes out that says Skanky is resubbed to M. Cole for 6 months in a row or something like that.
Which I wouldn't do because I would never sub to M. Cole.
Hypothetically, because you'd be a 10-month sub. We all know that. Anyway.
Exactly.
But when Twitch released this, a lot of people are like, okay, whatever with this feature, but it did a very big thing psychologically. It made having a continuing streak and how long you were a sub for someone mean something, right? Instead of like, so you felt pressured to not cancel your sub because you're like, no, I don't want to lose my streak. It also did the second thing where people found value that I've been a sub for X number of months. And so it's like, if you've been a sub to somebody for like 24 or 30 months, and then all of a sudden this new thing came out where it created a new tier in the pay to win system, like you're like, wait, I've been a sub for 30 months, yet this person gets something. And it's just kind of an interesting thing where now Twitch has this competing, where they've implemented systems to try and get people to spend money, but now they're kind of competing with each other, right? Like where it's like we wanted people to stay a sub for a while, and we gave them value for being a sub for consecutive months, and then we released this one where we now have a higher pay to win tier, and now those two kind of ideals are clashing with each other, right? You're like, oh, I've been a sub for 30 months, yet someone can come in tomorrow and sub at the $25 one, and they're more important than me. And it's just kind of interesting how these things I feel like are kind of clashing with each other. I don't, like you said, where people are worried that like the higher sub tiers are going to get more attention or more love or more care. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's like the fear around bits. Like it's something that feels like it now. But long-term you won't see it. Even if someone does, like, I think it'll just degrade their community and have negative effects overall where you wouldn't have to worry about it. Cause you'll probably leave the community if all they do is care about their $25 subs. So
yeah.
And
I agree with that.
Yeah. And yeah. I mean, it's already a pay to win system. Like the people that pay $5, like you could say it, like non-subs could be like this streamer only cares about subs. Well, if that is true, you probably don't go to that stream. But most of the streamers that I watch, they all say the same thing. Like, you don't have to subscribe to me. If you want to, that's greatly appreciated. And please only do it if you have the money to afford it. Like, don't give me your money if you can't afford, like, your own stuff. And so that's the general consensus I see around the streamers I watch. And I highly doubt any of those that say that about a regular $5 sub would all of a sudden be like, I only care about the $25 subs. Or I think hire the $25 subs, because most people are like, we're just happy that people are here in our community and hanging out with us. So
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like there's a fear and outrage more than there needs to be about that.
I mean, it would not be beneficial for a streamer to, you know, do, oh, we're gonna do $25 sub only chat, you know?
Yeah, right, exactly. Like
it's not beneficial for them to be doing that, to be like trying to get these $25 subs all happy or whatever. Yeah. Like it doesn't work like that. I don't personally think that's really gonna happen all that much. It doesn't help their community. It doesn't help with like anything, really. I can't think of a thing that it would really be positive for. So, besides maybe getting those like three $25 sub people again. I mean, I don't really care all that much. I mean, like even if they're like, oh, here's a $25 sub only Discord server for you guys,
and that, like, six people
does
can
that really
talk,
affect
talk
me
about
in any way? Like, I mean, I don't really care all that much. We already have sub only Discords out there. Lyric is a sub only Discord, you know, and like he does sub only chat all the time. I mean, is that not good either? I mean, maybe not. I really have no huge opinions on this. It doesn't really affect me in any way.
It really doesn't affect me either. Especially, well, the funny thing is that before Friday, because this also doesn't apply to affiliates. So, but before Friday, like the number of partnered streamers I watch is very, very small because I mostly watch like my friends who are not partnered, right? So when they said this, I was,
are we not friends? Because I rarely see you in my channel.
I've been so busy.
Yeah, sure. It's okay.
No, I'm sorry.
I kid.
But
I kid.
No, I really only watch my friends. And so like when they noticed that, like the $10 and $25 subs, I like looked at my thing. I'm really only subbed to like two or three people now. And my thing is like, all right, like I'm not even really in that many partnered streams, so I know it's not going to impact what I watch because Skanky doesn't have a $25 sub button. So it's not like
exactly.
It's not like he could be like, I only care about the $25 subs, and then he literally turns it on to that sub mode, and nobody can talk. So I saw that. I think that's part of the reason why I'm really just like you said, I kind of apathetic towards it because at least for me, it doesn't really impact anything that I do on Twitch. So
yeah,
I mean, I think it's,
well,
go on.
Also, this is an interesting point just to bring this up, is that this is almost in the same way kind of one of the reasons why you also don't accept money all that much, right? Because like with tips, sometimes you feel like that separates a community slightly or people who give money versus people who don't give money. And how do you think about that? How that compares to this whole debate over $10 versus $25 versus $5 subs?
I mean, it could be like I think it all depends on the implementation on the backside, like how the streamer implements it, right? And that's how we're going to see it play out, especially because people, I mean, when Bits first came out, people, they were experimenting on how they wanted to put it into their channel. And so you see the same thing with subs. If they make a big deal about a $25 sub, it can absolutely do that. But if they have the control over it and just show it up as any other sub notification, regardless of the amount of money, then it, yeah, I mean, that's very more similar to the situation we have now. I think like it could be a problem. Like people, it is a sensitive kind of thing where it's like you're part of a community, you want to feel like an important part of it, and if you can't afford to sub or tip or especially sub for $25 a month, like you don't like that hurts when they make a big deal or they seem like they really care about the person that did. And I think that backfires. And so that's why I say like, it kind of see, we're going to see how it works on the long run, right? People might turn it on because they think in their like, cause initially they'd be like, yeah, they gave me $25. I want to make sure they know I really care about them, but they might turn that off later when they realize, okay, that doesn't have the same impact in my community that I thought it was going to, or it has the reverse impact where it actually hurts more feelings and makes it a little more toxic than it did before. One thing is that people did this already, right? If I sub to someone for $5 and then I donate or I tip $20 to them every month, I'm at the same financial commitment if it was a $25 sub button, right? So like people give $25 to streamers and people give more than $25 to streamers. So like another thing that people do is some people have multiple accounts that sub to somebody. So they'll create three accounts so they can sub to somebody three times so they can get the $15 of recurring income and help them hit new emote levels and stuff like that. And this makes it easier for everyone where they can kind of dial it back and have it only one account that's subbed at a higher level, right? So
yeah.
So like it's kind of, that's why I think it doesn't really change much. You have people that gave more money to begin with and it was somewhat more visible. I don't think it's going to change that much. And I think overall it could be a benefit if it gets more money into streamers' pockets so that they don't get burned out, they don't overwork themselves, or they just have a higher quality of life. I think it's a good thing that we should all hope for streamers, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right. That's cool. So, good answer.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Skanky. I appreciate it.
No problem.
So, but yeah, no, it's tons of cool stuff. I like Twitch is changing as a platform, and I think it's getting better, in my opinion. One thing I like, we've talked a lot about money today, and I just kind of want to like bring it back. And the reason why I think these features are good is because so much of my life is invested in communities on Twitch now that I want the platform to keep going forward. For example, when I canceled two streams this week because of stuff that was going on at work, like people in the Twitch community reached out to me to make sure I was okay. You know what I mean? I was doing great, but it always is just great to see your friends, you know, message you and just be like, hey, I just want to make sure everything's all right. You know what I mean? And like It feels great. When I went to C2E2 this weekend, I got to see so many of my friends through Twitch, and just have great stories about how I met different people. Like, that's all through this platform. And that is why I can confidently say that I know that's why Skanky loves Twitch, and I know that's why I love Twitch, is because of the people in the mm-hmm. communities. And there is all this extra money aspect, but I still think that as long as you have good people like that are in our communities around, then the platform is going to continue to be great, even though money may be becoming a bigger focus, because you can't beat the human relationship aspect of it. So I think it's just important to kind of remember that that's still there. So
for both of us, community is still number one for both of us, and no matter what they're going to be implementing with this affiliate program, with partners, with subs, with anything related to money. I mean, it's really all about these community aspects.
Exactly.
I know definitely for me, and I know definitely
exactly.
for you as well.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I can say 95% positive, like everyone that's a small streamer that I'm friends with on Twitch, that I'm pretty sure almost all of them are going to be in the affiliate program or at least invited to it. It's the same thing with them, right? They stream because mm-hmm. they love it. They stream because they get to meet other people, and they look forward to going to conventions. They go to PAX South, they go to TwitchCon, not because this will make me more money next week, but because, no, I have legitimate friends that I actually care about what they're doing, and I get to go hang out with them. And at the end
exactly.
of the day, we still have that. So, we can worry and have thoughts about what Twitch is implementing, but at the end of the day, like, I'm going to be streaming later tonight, and I look forward to it just because, hey, I haven't seen people in like a week now, so it's going to be awesome. So that's kind of cool. But
it is good. So, it's cool.
Yeah. So since it's near the end of the podcast, when you turn on these bits and you get billions of dollars, what food are you going to be buying? What is the first meal that Skanky buys with his new Twitch affiliate money?
Oh my God. For my $3 that I'll get, I'll probably get ice cream.
Ooh.
We already talked about ice cream.
It's a repeat.
Yo, I had ice cream yesterday,
though. Oh, you did? What kind?
Oh, God. Chocolate cup with rainbow sprinkles. Let's have a discussion about sprinkles real quick. Have we talked about sprinkles before?
No, they're awful.
You hate all sprinkles? Don't give me that shit. You don't like any sprinkles?
I think I'm, like, apathetic about it. Like, they're nothing. They're just, like... They're like air.
They're nothing?
Yes.
Have you had rainbow sprinkles?
Yes. Isn't that the only type of sprinkle?
No, they have chocolate sprinkles, which are very, very... They do not compare to rainbow sprinkles.
Do rainbow sprinkles have a taste?
You know, that's a really good question. I think they're just sugar, to be honest.
So
but
too.
They do taste... So if you have... Let's say, okay, you have a spoonful of chocolate sprinkles,
yeah.
right? You eat that, you're like, okay, these are chocolate. Then you have a spoonful of rainbow sprinkles. They don't taste the same. It's different. It's a different kind of taste on the rainbow.
So. Is that, okay, what if we did a blind, like blindfolded blind taste test where you couldn't even see the sprinkles?
Yeah. Ooh.
Do you think they would?
I'd be able to tell
you
the
think
difference.
So?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, the chocolate sprinkles are very chocolatey. I mean, they are, whew, man, they are chocolate.
All right. What if?
I mean, the rainbow, they don't taste chocolatey. They taste... I don't know.
Do they taste like a rainbow?
I don't know. I guess that's what a rainbow would taste like. Yeah, rainbow sprinkles.
Now, is it just like the color? What if, like, do star sprinkles taste different than tubular sprinkles?
Oh, yeah. I mean, different texture altogether.
Yeah, but taste, not just texture. Like, does it...
Taste-wise.
Yeah, because texture is a...
I think some of them do. Some of them do.
Interesting.
Taste a little different.
Do they derive their taste from the star shape?
You're asking a lot of questions I don't know the answers to, but I would say yeah. I would say yeah.
How often do you like?
I mean,
how often do you put?
I don't want to pitch myself as a sprinkles expert. I know a couple things.
I think you've already put yourself in a corner. You've labeled yourself.
I did not mean to put myself in a corner about being a sprinkle expert.
This is what happened.
But I just wanted to say that rainbow sprinkles are better than chocolate sprinkles, and I will say that proudly.
I feel like chocolate ice cream, which we know that's what you like, deserves chocolate sprinkles.
Love it. No, too
chocolate.
too much chocolate happening.
Too much chocolate.
You need that other aspect.
I can honestly say I don't know the last time I've had sprinkles on my ice cream. I think it's been decades. I was probably 5 years old. Not saying it's for kids. I'm just saying that's like, I was probably forced into the sprinkle habit at age 5. And then like at 6, I was like, I'm old enough to demand no sprinkles on my stuff.
Okay. Let's have a little test here. Like you did the pineapple pizza. Need you to go to your local ice cream shop. Need you to get you a cup of vanilla, because I know that's what you like, you plain old Jane. All right, get some rainbow sprinkles, sprinkle it on that bad boy, and I need a taste test.
Okay, I was about to say I was going to go out today, do it for tonight, but I realized Shenantics isn't going to be out yet, so no one's going to know what the hell is going
on. No
one's
going to know anything that's going on. Like,
why are you eating sprinkles on stream?
Do it next week.
I think I'll do it next week. We'll do it for like maybe okay. Next weekend. I'll do it. I think I'd have a bonus stream tomorrow. So if I do, maybe we'll
do it then
to reward the early Shenantics listeners. So.
I love it. That's a great idea. Man. Let's do that. Everyone's gonna be so confused though if they didn't listen to Shenantics. Yeah, like, what the hell is he doing?
Exactly. It's gonna be so great. It's gonna be awesome. Because my category for the stream will obviously be social eating, and they're like, why the hell are we having another social eating stream?
Like,
what is this about sprinkles? So
that's so funny.
It'll be great. I might see if I can do a blind one. If I can figure out how to do it blind, I think I'm gonna do that.
Ooh, that'd be good.
I'm kind of loving this idea the more that we're talking about it.
Good comparison. This is good. I like this. I really hope you enjoy them.
It's going to be... It's exciting.
What if I change your life and you actually love them?
That wouldn't be the worst thing, because I feel like sprinkles aren't that expensive.
They're not. And you could put them... You kind of have to put them on ice cream, you know?
What else do you put sprinkles on? I guess if you had like pancakes with like whipped cream...
Oh, you could do that. They're more decorative, though. You don't really, like, taste the sprinkles.
Why didn't
you know?
just tell me that sprinkles had a taste?
No, because, like, you're not covering your entire whipped cream with sprinkles. Oh, they're just there, you know?
I see how it is.
Don't you question me, all right? Don't you question me. I was getting to a point here. You're like, oh, you just said that, blah, blah, blah. I'm not a liar like you. I said it.
I feel like I'm in a court of law right now. Like, Your Honor, he's out of line.
Your Honor.
This is hearsay.
Objection.
This is hearsay. All right, I'll have to...
Overruled.
I'll have to do the blind taste test. I have other things. I'm a big fan of the blind taste test, and I feel like I need to deal with more things in my life, because I feel like the marketing and packaging of stuff has a bigger impact on me, and I think it tastes better because of that. I feel like in my life I need to do more blind taste tests to get to the bottom of what I really do enjoy.
All right, let's do it. I'm excited.
Skanky, you should fly out to Chicago.
So we can try
sprinkles? This week, I'm expecting you out here. It'll be great. I can't wait to tell everyone.
Oh, my God. This is very last minute.
I know it is, but it's important. It's about sprinkles, man.
You know what? I'm just going to quit my job and we're just going to do this.
No, we don't know if the affiliate program's going live on Monday. You can't do that yet.
Oh, shit. We're gonna sell sprinkles then.
Sounds good. I think we could do that. I think we'd be very good at this.
Sprinkle salesman.
Yes, it'd be great. Speaking of sprinkles and being a sprinkle salesman, there is nothing creepier than a dilapidated ice cream truck. Just saying, feel like there's a murderer in there.
What?
I don't know. I saw one when I was in D.C. and like it was the sketchiest looking ice cream.
Where did you see a dilapidated ice cream? Like, where did this discussion come from?
It literally looked like one of those windowless white vans
It's creepy.
Yeah,
looking.
But it
kind of
had like three accidents and like had like the random ice cream things like pasted on the side of it. It was.
Oh my God, that's creepy.
Right?
That is creepy.
Super creepy. So.
All right, I'm with you on that. That is creepy. Yeah.
All right, you guys. That has been another episode of Shenantics. New episodes go live on Monday morning before your commute, work day, school day, house cleaning, chores day, whatever it is that you do with your life. We will be there to deliver the hard-hitting news and awesome commentary. You can find it wherever you find podcasts, including the iTunes Store, the Google Play Store, or at our website at shenantics.rocks. If you guys have a chance and you think that we're halfway decent people, please rate and review the podcast on the iTunes Store. Any rating or review would be greatly appreciated, because that is what helps us get noticed by iTunes and other listeners. So if you guys want more people to be listening to Shenantics, that is the best way to do it. If you guys do listen to Shenantics, you can join the discussion over in the Discord. Go to shenantics.rocks in the About section. There is a invite link to the Discord server where you can hop on over and chat with really, really cool people and read the spinoff show, the 2 a.m. Blue live reaction, which is golden and amazing.
That's amazing.
If you have questions, you can send us a tweet at ShenanticsPod on Twitter, or you can send us an email at ShenanticsPodcast@gmail.com. I forgot to do this last week, and I noticed it when I listened to the podcast again, but Skanky, where can they find you on the internet?
Oh, I actually noticed it when I was editing. I was like, oh, yeah, we didn't know how to do
right
that.
After that, you guys... Right after that, I said, I completely nailed this outro. Like, it was perfect.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, you did, so it was my fault, too. I should... you can follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/skanky, S-K-X-N-K-Y, and on Twitter at iskanky with an A instead of an X. And Mcole, where can they find
you? I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/mcole_ and the same username on Twitter. You can find me at twitter.com/mcole_. I think I actually nailed it this week. What do you think, Skanky?
I think we got it. Excellent. I think we're good. I think we got
it. All right, you guys, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much, Skanky. Talk to you later.
Yeah, talk to you guys later. Bye-bye, Mcole, and everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.